I have some technical questions concerning the halacha on rape. I have inquired of a Rabbi Ullman, but he said that he hadn't the time to answer. He also indicated these were difficult questions, and he recommended I contact you. Deuteronomy 22:29 mandates that a rapist must marry his victim, and moreover, that he can never unilaterally dissolve the marriage. Bavli Ksubos 39b mandates that in the case of child rape, the victim has the right to refuse the marriage. Rambam in Sefer Hilchos Mara Besula says that a rape victim or a father have the prerogative to refuse the marriage. But in contrast to the case of a seducer, if the marriage is desired, then the rapist must marry the girl. Rambam goes on to specify that in this case the girl is not granted a ksuba, because the man cannot divorce her. Here are my questions. 1. Suppose that the rape victim and her father did desire the marriage. How would this marriage be ritually conducted? Is there any ceremony or documentation associated with it, since there is apparently no ketubah? 2. If the rape victim and her father desire the marriage and the marriage is enacted, it is clear that the husband can never initiate divorce proceedings. But if the wife at some time in the future desires a divorce, is this possible? Normally, in Jewish law, a wife cannot initiate a divorce, but clearly this case is exceptional as there is no ksuba. Is there any mechanism by which she could unilaterally dissolve the marriage? Suppose the rape victim is a katana and the girl and her father desire the marriage, since otherwise she might have poor prospects in the future. How is this marriage affected? Doesn't the girl continue to live under her father's roof until she is a naro bogeris? If you could provide citations for the halacha in each case, that would be greatly appreciated. Sam Meyerson from Chicago, Illinois. Okay, first of all, the marriage is affected like any marriage. Ketsuba does not affect the marriage. A ketsuba is an addition to the marriage. Some hold the ksuba is only rabbinic, some hold the ksuba is from the Torah, but the ksuba is not the effect of the marriage. A marriage is affected by either giving something of value to a woman in front of witnesses and saying harem kudeshesli, or giving a document of marriage, or by living together in a way that witnesses know that the people are living together for the sake of having relations together for the sake of marriage. And therefore, where the man rapes the woman, and he now is a chiyuv to marry her, according to most opinions, he makes the marriage in a regular way, and then makes the nesuin, the chuppah, and brings her into his domain, and that is the marriage. There is an opinion, the Merkevas HaMishnah, that says that all he has to do is make chuppah. But the original marriage is affected by the rape itself retroactively. But the ksuba is merely a guarantee that the man will not be able to divorce his wife easily. And since he's not allowed to divorce her, there's no need for a ksuba over here. But the ksuba is not an integral part in affecting the marriage. And therefore, even if the girl is a ketana, a father can marry off his ketana, and the marriage is a Torah marriage. However, it says that a person should not marry off his daughter when she's a ketana until she grows up and can choose to consent to whoever the husband is that she is marrying. In this situation, could be also, even though the father can marry her off, and if the girl doesn't, the father wants this marriage when she's a ketana, he can marry her or choose to have the man have to marry her, but probably would apply the same rabbinic halacha that it's not a proper thing to do until the girl grows up and can decide who she wants to marry, unless it's obvious that having her marry this rapist is in her best interest, and then the Torah law would apply. The man is not allowed to divorce this woman unilaterally, without her consent. But if the woman consents to divorce, surely if she initiates the proceedings and a Beis Din decides that this is a situation where the woman deserves a divorce, and then sometimes we even force the husband to give a divorce, there obviously the prohibition of divorcing this woman doesn't apply. The prohibition is the man is never allowed to divorce the woman without her consent. And all of these things you can find in the Rambam, in Hilchos Nara Besula, and in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Kuf Ayin Zayin, and specifically Seif Gimel, and the Merkevas HaMishnah is in Chelek Beis of Isure Bia, Perak Yud Zayin, Halacha Tez Zayin, and the Minchas Chinuch to Mitzvah Tuf Kuf Nun Ches.